This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the next episode of Live Your Spa Life Show. For those of you who are asking, what is Spa Life? Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. The mission of Spa Life is to have more clarity, consciousness, and contribution. And you are going to love my special guest today, Dorsey Puter, because she is completely in alignment with all three of those. So let's just dive into a little bit more about Dorsey. So as the founder and CEO of the Conscious Co-Parenting Institute, Dorsey provides a reunification coaching and co-parent education. She does this by sharing strategies and solutions for parents and children to reconnect or stay connected during or after a high conflict divorce, specializing in those that involve parental alienation. Her goal is to help establish custody plans and co-parenting roles that encourage positive relationships between children and both parents. For the last several years as a family reunification coach and custody consultant, she has worked on numerous cases nationally and internationally, garnering many positive results. Dorsey has a master coaching certification and certification in mediation and high conflict resolution. She's also certified to teach several different parenting courses. Children love and need conscious parents. And Dorsey believes that the best way to empower children and to change the world is to empower parents with these skills and tools that they need to become conscious co-parents. Also going to talk about here, she's the founder of Adventure Mavens, and we're going to talk about how that's unfolding right here today. You'll be the first listeners to get to hear more about that. So Dorsey, thank you for being here today, and thank you for all the wonderful things you do to support children.
Thank you, Diane. I'm so excited to be here today and sharing my spa life experience. That was an amazing introduction. So thank you.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to have you here. And one of the things that we do in terms of just jumping into the conversation around spa life and about building a life that you truly love is that a lot of people live their life by default instead of by design. And they just like let things happen. And I'm sure in just the chaos that you deal with, like the parents and just the things where you're bringing more harmony into their life, what are some of the things that you consciously create that allow you to live your spa life?
That's a great question. So, you know, being a divorced parent myself and a parent of bio children and stepchildren, finding balance in my life is really, really important. I have four teenagers all going different directions at the same time. And so some of the most important things for me is really finding time for self-care and including time every morning for my morning meditation and planning of my day. And one of the most recent things I've been incorporating as my company has grown and we're getting ready to launch a new company is really bringing in team around me. And so it's really bringing so much more balance and more joy into my life and being in a place where I get to actually surround myself with people that I enjoy spending time with. So it's really fun to build company around company, right? People I enjoy their company. So finding the balance with both my work, which I love, and then my family, which I love even more, is really, really important.
And, so good.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, one of the things that we hear all the time is that, you know, I'm so busy. You know, it's like this almost a big busy addiction. I was like talking with someone earlier today and we were talking about this busy addiction about just doing to be doing. And, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And it's interesting to have a conversation around, you know, some people are really productive in their day and they do a lot of things. And a lot of people, they think they're productive in the day, but they don't actually accomplish a lot of things as well. So what do you feel is your spa life secret that allows you to have the most impact in your day?
Well, I think the secret is calendaring. You know, so many people are afraid of their calendar or they feel like they're beholden to their calendar. And my secret to really finding balance and being extremely productive is using my calendar as a tool to actually move my life and my business and everything forward and to really get things done. And so when I look at my calendar, I look at it as what's most important to me. So I put my family time on my calendar first. And if you look at my calendar, it, you know, my morning starts at 5 and it's all in there. And in the notes in my calendar, like my morning routine, what does that actually mean, right? What am I doing in the morning? And I try to one-time things. So, you know, I learned this when I was in the mortgage business. I was a top producer in the mortgage business and people, I would speak all around the world. And people would say, how do you do so much volume? And the secret was really one-time in my business. Do it one time, right? So many things can be done just one time and then it's just duplicatable, right? It's over and over and over again. And I think that when people really learn how to do that one time, what they want to one time, right? Then right. It gives them so much more time to do other things instead of having to redo it constantly.
I love that. You know, it's really adding that systematization into what you're doing. So it's not always reinventing the wheel and having that happen. So give us an example of that, of like, because I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, everything I do is so different. How would I, you know, make it a one-time thing? You know, give us an example of how you've applied that in your life.
I'll do it with my personal calendar is planning out the things that are most important on my schedule one time a year. So it's not that I don't add new things. It's what do I need to be in routine with, right? So I sit down and I do it one time and I plan it out. So I don't always have to keep going back to it. And then my routine. So I go in and I one time, what is the routine? Upper body workout in the morning, lower or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, lower body on Tuesday and Thursday. And so what is that, right? So one timing what's actually being done. So instead of just workout, then I have to think about it.
Right.
And then, you know, all of that, it's like, I already know it's on my calendar. It pops open. I know exactly what I'm going to be doing and I don't have to think about it.
Right.
And another example of that is like prepping in the evening before my morning. So, you know, my glass of water on my nightstand when I go to bed, because I like to drink a glass of water to hydrate when I first wake up, instead of having to get up and then go downstairs and do one time, you know, getting in the routine of doing it right. One time. And then systems in my business, creating the, I'm going to give you an example of what we do now. So putting together like the onboarding process for a client. So, you know, we have lots of different clients and lots of different programs. And so setting up the onboarding system one time so that anybody could come in, click the onboarding, you know, and all of the system is in place. You know, what's the first step? What's the second step? What's the third step? We already know exactly what needs to be done when we have a new client come in versus, oh, what document do I need? What's the, you know, what's happening next? It's like,
right.
No, at one time we set the system up and then anybody can come in and do it at any time.
I love this on so many different levels. You know, I talk about the calendar as being your mind in action and that whatever's on that calendar is a reflection of your life. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And, you know, in reality, we don't have to do anything. We actually get to choose what's on there. And if you don't like what's on that calendar, or if it's not really reflecting the full, you know, spectrum of the life that you want to live, you know, to really have that on there. And I love how you give priority to your family and your friends and all the different aspects of our life. And I think so much in the essence of busyness that people aren't always strategic to design their life in a way that really supports them. And that one time, that systematization not only helps with yourself, but as we grow in, you know, businesses, we have, you know, a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, that once we figure out that one time of what it looks like to be able to then, it makes it so much easier to have team come in. And
yes.
We know team comes and goes, you know, we want to have long-term team, but for the people that do come and go, to have that in place, whether it's, you know, the standard operating procedures, or this is how our company does things, and to have those things in place, it just allows you to have way more flow to your business and life. So I love that one time.
It's so funny because when I was in the mortgage business, you know, I struggled, right? I hit a plateau in my production and it was like, okay, I have to bring in an assistant. And I'm embarrassed to say, you know, I went through 32 assistants in the first 18 months.
Of course you did.
I know, right? And they called me Murphy Brown. And I don't know if you remember that show, Murphy Brown, but every day, she always had a new assistant. And I was like, I remember going to Hawaii early on and thinking, well, it must not be them. The common denominator is me. So maybe me. And one of the reasons was I didn't know what I wanted them to do. And I was so afraid of letting go. And then when I retired from the mortgage business and I started doing this business, you know, it's kind of the same thing. And we forget that when we do everything, we're denying somebody else the opportunity to step into their greatness. And while I can do a lot of things well, and I know I can, you know, I'm good at a lot of things, that doesn't mean I should be doing all of those things.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing. Adding team and to be attracting the right team. And I think it's important to say, you know, stand in your purpose and your power as you start to build a team around you and really consciously set the intention of who do you want and how do you want them to complement you and your business, right? So for me, I like to have fun. You know, I'm kind of a comedian. I'm not really, but I think I'm funny. And I'd like to be around people who also think I'm funny because it brings me joy or who I also think is funny. So that's really important to me is I have people in my space that kind of joking around that there's play in our work environment. That's really, for me, that's really, really important. I enjoy that because I'm a playful Leo.
Right. Of course you are. And I love that. And, you know, for any of our listeners who are thinking, you know, that may seem very rigid to have, you know, the one time where you've got, you know, your workouts or the specific things and you've planned out for the whole year, you know, the benefit of that is once you actually have the structure in place, you can be flexible with it. So for instance, I love my neighborhood gym. I go to Fitness Quest 10. It's on my calendar. You know, I see it pop up the time of day that I like to go. I mean, I feel like welcomed and accomplished and all the things that I want to have in my gym. I love it there. And so I want it in there and I love seeing it on my calendar. However, I also travel a lot too. So it doesn't mean that because it's on there, you know, we also want to have the flexibility in our life. And it's fine if I end up taking off a few days here or I'm traveling or things happen. But the general rule of thumb is there because once you have the structure, it then allows you to be flexible with that structure.
Exactly. That's why I like to get everything prepped first, you know,
yes.
If it's not set up, I'm more likely than not to say, I'll do it next time. Right.
So right.
If the glass of water is on my nightstand the night before, and I'm just in the routine, it becomes a habit, right?
Yes.
So I just know that I want to drink water in the morning. You know, All my workout stuff is on the floor or on my nightstand, you know, the night before I just roll out of bed and throw my stuff on and brush my teeth, you know, I have it down to a science, right? I know what my people say, how do you get so much done? You know, there's only 24 hours. I'm like, well, I got stuff down to a science. So I know when I'm meditating, right? I know when I'm drinking my water. I know when I'm going to the bathroom, right? And people say it's so rigid, but it really isn't. It actually helps me stay the course and helps me accomplish, like you said, the things I want to accomplish.
Right. And I think what happens is when you actually, you know, instead of saying the word rigid, is the fact that you've created structure and you've created boundaries, it actually allows you to be flexible during that time, right? Because if you know, like, hey, this is family time, then you can just relax during that time that you don't have to be focusing on other things. And I think what happens a lot with entrepreneurs is they think, oh, because I'm an entrepreneur and I maybe don't have a brick and mortar building, that you still need to have office hours. You need to have that off time that has happened. And, you know, I constantly am looking at this for myself as well, because we love what we do and we're so passionate, we could just keep doing it. So to really enforce that structure, you know, allows us to do that.
I totally agree. You know, my office is a wreck. We're doing some case studies now. So we've pulled out all these files and they're like everywhere and they're in piles and stuff because we're doing case studies of cases, obviously, that I've worked on. And I'm like, okay, we need to get the stuff out. Like the chaos is driving me crazy. So I know myself well enough that I won't work in that space. It's because it's too messy. And it has to be messy right now because we have to go through these files. And, but you know, and this is a wonderful thing about team. It's like, okay, can you just go in and put all that stuff away? And, you know,
right.
I don't want to deal with that. And having that separate space, like you said, I mean, I could work 24/7 if somebody would let me, if I didn't, you know, have some boundaries around, okay, my workday is finished.
Right.
Put it aside. And, you know, again, like you said, when you work from home, it's really easy to, I'm going to be in, you know, my office, but it's nice to be able to leave the office and close the door.
Yes.
Leave work where it belongs.
Right. Yes. I love that because, having that structure actually allows us to do more things in the world. I mean, Yes. You and I have very full lives. There's a lot of things we do and we have to utilize our calendars to be able to connect. I mean, I'm so looking forward to you and Rob joining us for our Spa Life retreat and being able to play together and to learn. And, we have to carve that time for the people that who are important to us. And, if we don't, then it's like, oh, well, someday. And we know someday just doesn't happen. So to actually be intentional with how we're choosing things in our life, I absolutely love that. And so with that, I'd love for you to complete this sentence. I unapologetically choose to.
I unapologetically choose to be the best friend I can be to all the women that I choose to surround myself with. And I unapologetically choose to be the loud voice I am in the world for kids of divorce.
I love that. You are a fantastic friend. And I love how you are so fierce. Of course, you're a Leo lion, that you're so fierce for families and to be able to do that. Talk a little bit about that because you with parent alienation and really showing up in the world to help unify families, that's a lot of energy. And I know that you really hold the space for that. How is it that you are able to have some of the balance that you're having when you're in such upheaval in other people's lives? How do you bring that balance not only to them, but more for yourself and your family as well?
That's a great question. I wasn't always good at that, but I've gotten much, much better. And I think one of the ways that I do that is when I'm finished with a family, it's kind of funny, they become the fabric of my family too, right? They sort of get threaded into being my kids too, and the parents and the children. And one of the ways I find balance in that is when I'm with the family, I'm wholly with the family. And as a friend of mine that, you might text me and you might not hear from me in the 4 days, but I let everybody know. If you're in my inner circle, when I'm with a family, I'm 100% with that family. Same thing with my family. When I'm with my family, I'm with my family. And so I can give them all of me. And then when I'm done, that's it. I unplug, I empty the container because I'm holding all the space and helping them shift their energy. And then I empty the container and I pass them over to the maintenance care person who will be facilitating post-workshop care. So for me, it's when I'm with the family or when I'm with a client, I'm 100% with them. And then when I'm not, that's it, right? So,
right.
And they know, that's I think why I have such strong or such high results, right? Is that failure's not an option. We wrap ourselves around them, or I wrap myself around the family, and we don't stop until the family is recovered. And then, once they're recovered, they're empowered with skills. So it's not like therapy where people have to keep going back. We say, here's the problem and here's the solution. And my job is to help them get to the solution. And then not only get to it, but how do they facilitate that when I'm gone? So it's right. All about educating them so that they don't need me. And then I celebrate. So I think incorporating celebration in everything that you do is really, really important. So for me, when I'm done with the family and I send them off on their vacation, I go to my special spot and I have a glass of wine and it's by the ocean and usually I see whales. And for me, there's that disconnect time before I jump right back into being with my family. I have to empty the old family, the family I just recovered, containers so that I can be present for my family 100%. If I don't do that, I'm all over the place. So finding that balance is really important.
Yeah, I love that so much, because I think what a lot of people don't know about your work is you're not only repairing the immediate relationship that's in front of you, but the legacy of habits and behaviors over time to really break that cycle that can happen over and over again with people. Mm-hmm. That is, it's so brilliant in what it is that you do and what it does to restore families. And I love, and I think, there's so many of our listeners that have big passions and have big things that they want to do in the world. And I think it's so important to have the conversation around disconnecting from that, because, when you're doing things where you are like, a gladiator for people, it's really hard because there's always someone to help. You could really really go into a place of not taking care of yourself and to overwork and have those things happen, because there's always another child, another family, someone else that needs your support in so much of the work that we're here doing in the world. So to really be clear about who are the families you support, who is it that you're actually doing, and to take care of yourself in that process, because if not, that's where burnout comes in, that's where health challenges come in, that's where, you know, you end up having issues in your own family. So really coming from that place of self-care, and I love the celebration part of it, because it's so easy to move on to the next thing, to really have true completion, celebration, and really being able to shift and focus is a skill and habit that people can really embrace.
Yeah, it's so important, even if it's a small win. I always say celebrate every win, right?
Yes.
Because it helps, I call it the lower self. It helps our lower self anchor into gratitude, right? And understanding that every little win is worthy of a celebration, even if it's just getting an ice cream or whatever, right? It's just celebrate all the little stuff, because the little stuff adds up to the big stuff. And yes. You know, and it keeps moving forward. And I am leveraging myself now. I'm training other people to do this great work, so we're able to help more families and one-timed my systems, right? So really learned, what am I doing? And, you know, I don't have to do everything, although I think I'm awesome and I do it really well and I'm the best, you know, it's how do I leverage me? How do I duplicate me, right?
Yes.
So we now are certifying coaches. We're on our second round of coaches this year, and really extraordinary to watch these incredible people really step into their greatness as well and see the gifts that they bring to the families, and really taking this vision of my company, which is to end parental alienation, just to obliterate it. It's going away from family dynamic, right? So I can't do that by myself, and to really stand in this place to lead leaders, right? Other great people to do this work is really an honor. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't put the systems in place and if I didn't start building my team around me and really one time what I do and understand, okay, this is what we do, and creating that process.
Right.
So important. And
yeah.
Then celebrating, you know, celebrating with all of them. It's so exciting.
I love that. You know, listeners and people who are watching this, I mean, are your wheels spinning here about how you can actually apply this one time into your life? I mean, that alone can just be like, you know, we always talk about what's the one thing that changes everything. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that Sandra Yancey always talks about, and mm-hmm. from eWomen Network. It's so true. You're having that one little thing that can shift everything really makes the difference of your experience and what that looks like. So mm-hmm. along the lines of celebration, and especially when you connect back in with your family and your home, one of the questions that I love to ask my guest is, you know, when I talk about spa life, one of the core components is to really look at your physical space. And I do talk a little bit about, you know, it being, you know, messy in the middle, and I get you're on a project in your office and things happen, you know, it's always just part of the process. You know, it's not the overall of how we want to experience our day and our life. However, how we feel in each room, and I know as someone who is really centered to who you are and how you feel, is we want to have a different experience in each room of our home. So we want to be able to feel differently in our bedroom versus our kitchen versus our office. So what is your favorite room and why?
Well, I love every room in my house.
Of course you do.
You know, it's so funny you say that, for different reasons. So
right?
Right now I'm in my front room, which is really the formal living room in my home. And I mediate in here and I work with my team in here. I have a big table in the middle and there's plants and a lot of my art is in here. So I love this room because a lot of collaborative magic happens in here and a lot of conflict resolution happens in here. So it's a lot of fun. It's a very peaceful place. I absolutely love my kitchen because there's this giant island in the middle and it's open and it's a two-story ceiling, and it opens the family room where we hang out is up there, and you can kind of look over the banister and see into the kitchen. And I love that because that's where family and friends come, and I love to entertain. I love my bedroom for all kinds of magical reasons. I'll leave the details of that out. I love my daughter Jensen's room because she's a musician and she has microphones and guitars. And so when I'm in her room, I feel like a kid and I will entertain myself and try to entertain her with her microphone plugged into the amp, and I'll sing and play. So it's a fun place to play. And I've been working on my patio and there's wonderful, really big, comfy sofa out there. And there's all these plants that I've put around and it's just, it's like a sanctuary. So mm-hmm. when I'm out there, I just feel like it's a Zen garden and, or it's coming together like that. So,
right.
I don't know. I love every place in my house.
Well, I actually love that. And it's actually perfect for you to answer it in that way, because I always talk about how your environment actually pulls you into the experience that you want to have mm-hmm. in your home and in your space. And so it's no coincidence that you're having so much success in your life and your business, because you've been conscious about how you've created your environment and the experience that you want to have in there. So, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, we want to look at. I talk about this with my private clients about, you know, how are we consciously choosing your environment. So it's the experience you want to have. You don't want to have the same experience in all the room and it just be another room. It's how do you want to experience life in this place? So I love that you have that variety and that you have that experience and that you have this joy. And I'm sure it's part of your celebration as well of how you're experiencing your space. So I love that.
I know. Can I just pick one room, Dorsey? Come on, pick one.
So good. It's awesome. So yeah. It's good. So I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Adventure Maven. So would you like to share a little bit of that with our audience?
Sure. So I am launching a mastermind that I've been noodling on for almost 10 years, and it's now time. So we're actually launching this fall. And Adventure Mavens is for successful female entrepreneurs who are ready to incorporate adventure travel and philanthropy into their business, but they don't necessarily want to do all the work. So maybe they don't want to start a 501c3, or they have no idea where they want to put their money, or maybe they're making, you know, donations and stuff, but it's not consistent, or they don't really feel great about it. They really want to incorporate. They want to feel boots on the ground. And so Adventure Mavens is a small group of 10 to 12 successful female business owners who will come together starting the first quarter of next year to travel. Everything is already done for us. So you sign up and show up. We have a spa life experience in the beginning. So when we get to where we're going, we really are pampered. We stay in a lovely place, just partnered up with a philanthropic travel company that really makes sure that it's environmentally friendly where we're staying, that we experience local cuisine and local experience along with, you know, luxury. And then we go and we be of service to wherever we're, you know, probably Africa and different corners of the world where we're serving women and young women, teaching them entrepreneurship or self-sustainable life. I'm really excited about that. When we go, we do, and then we come back to experience spa life on the end before we come back to our real life. And what I'm probably the most excited about, I'm really excited about this and traveling. I wanted to incorporate joy and travel and being with people I really enjoy spending time with who have a sense of accomplishment, right? They've succeeded in their business and in their life, and they're ready to incorporate legacy, right? Some philanthropy into their business, but they're not really sure how to do it, or they don't have the time. And I'm really excited that we will be sponsoring Mini Mavens. And so Mini Mavens are young female entrepreneurs who have a business idea that they don't know how to launch, but it's a philanthropic business idea that they really are ready to launch into the world, but they don't know how to do it. And they're going to be applying. And we, as the group of Adventure Mavens, will select our Mini Mavens to go on the adventure with us. We will sponsor them, and they will have the experience of the adventure and the philanthropy. And we, as successful business owners, a group of women business owners, we will help them launch their business. So I'm really excited about them.
I love this so much. So, I mean, listeners, I'm sure you can hear there's no coincidence here that Dorsey and I are going to be playing together more, and, you know, Spa Life and Adventure Mavens are definitely going to, you know, connect and have these experiences. So you're definitely going to want to connect with us here. So if you're here on, you know, Facebook, and you can definitely please put in the comments that you want more information, you've got some things you want to hear from us, and we will connect with you in that way. And we'll also post things too for the podcast and the relaunching of people who are on the replay for that as well. So this is all super exciting things that are happening. You know, I love that whole accomplishment and harmony and being able to give back and have the contribution. This really speaks dear to both of our hearts in such a big way. So how can our listeners connect with you?
So you can connect with me in two ways. You can go to dorseypruder.com /conscious communication, and you can enter your information and you can download a complimentary webinar that I did on how to be in conscious communication with beloved, with children, and there's a little worksheet that goes along with that. If you're interested in conscious co-parenting, maybe you're in a divorce and or you already are divorced but would like to hone in on your co-parenting skills, you can go to consciouscoparentinginstitute.com. And I have a free webinar series on there called Custody Resolution Method. That's a 4-part video series that walks you through how to create a conscious co-parenting plan that supports every member of the family.
I love it so much. This is so good. You're impacting the world in so many different ways. So, you know, for our listeners who are also wondering, you know, how is it that I can live more of the spa life? And I'd like to know more about that. Then I also invite you to go to dianehoffman.com/guide. And you'll be able to look at, you know, we touched on self-care and your environment and your relationships and all the different aspects, you know, your physical space. You'll be able to look at that and see, you know, what are some of the ways that you can start being more conscious and more deliberate in designing your life in that way. So with that, Dorsey, thank you so much for your wisdom, for connecting us and having this spa life conversation. I love all the things that you're up to.
Thank you so much for having me, love. I had so much fun. It's always such a pleasure to bask in your beautiful divine energy. So what an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And listeners, as always, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.